Welcome to the Green Living Show. Whether you live in the Northeast, Southwest, Northwest, or anywhere else in the country, this is the place to learn about how to be healthier and save money. To be on the show, call us at 1-866-444-3478. Or just sit back and enjoy the chat. Here he is, your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody. We're going to talk about organic gardening, farming, ranching, how to be healthy and all that kind of stuff. Got a little news for you. Got quite a few things to talk about. If you want to call and be on the show, it's easy. Just call 1-866-444-3478. Had a great time yesterday. Wanted to give you a little report on that. I was the keynote speaker over in Mount Pleasant, Texas, at the Northeast Texas Community College, and they've done something that I'm very fired up about. They have built an environmental department, a new environmental center where the pavilion is and the classrooms and all that kind of thing. It's a LEED certified building, and they're going to teach sustainable and organic landscaping, farming, ranching, agriculture, various related things. And we're going to be involved with them to some degree, and to quite a degree, besides just speaking over there. They're going to build a great big, like 2-acre demonstration garden. It's going to be 100% organic. We'll probably help them a lot with that. And we'll be helping with setting up the curriculum and the curricula that is for the different areas. They've grabbed a nice niche here, a very important niche, because one of the common questions that I get through the year is, where can I go? This all sounds great, what you're talking about. Where can I go to school and learn more about it? Well, before this small East Texas college did what they have done, there wasn't a very good answer for that. Texas A&M, in general, is very anti-organics. They do have one fellow there, one person by the name of Joe Novak, who teaches organic vegetable gardening. In fact, he gives his students in his horticulture class the option of going chemical or organic. That's the only way they would allow him to do it. And Joe's good. Joe does a good job. I'm very impressed. But there's no overall program. In other words, you can't get a degree in organic anything from A&M, Texas Tech, SMU, TCU, any of the major universities in Texas. But that's not just Texas. That's across the United States. I think that Colorado State is offering an organic agriculture program of some kind now, which I was glad to hear. I need to learn more about it. Anybody out there that does know something about it, let me know. And if there are any other universities that are getting into it, and I think there are some that are teaching some classes on sustainability, which is a word that's thrown around way too loosely. Some of the people that still recommend toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizers use that term, and I've always shied away from it a little bit, but I'm going to try to make some sense out of it at this East Texas College, and we'll be doing some hardcore, full-blown organic work there, as well as the quote-unquote sustainable stuff, which means, I guess, using the least toxic things as much as possible. The problem with that approach is twofold. One of the things that happens here in Texas, for example, is that A&M is a good example. They have a program called the Earthkind program. And there's some good things about it. They've done some nice research on roses, planting a lot of roses and just basically sticking them in the ground and see which ones are the toughest to endure that kind of management. And so there was some good information that came out of that. They didn't fertilize with anything. They didn't fertilize with synthetic fertilizers or organic fertilizers, either one. So that was good. But they will tend to say that the chemical pesticides are perfectly fine to use as a last resort as long as you follow the label directions. Well, that means, you know, they're still recommending the same thing they always recommended. They're just trying to put a little bit more rules on them, which really aren't any kind of controlling rules at all. And they still don't have any problem at all with synthetic fertilizers. They make the argument that a plant can't tell the difference between a synthetic fertilizer and an organic fertilizer. And that's inane. That's just stupid. I mean, any third grade kid can see that there is a great difference and that plants can tell the difference the way the organic fertilizers treat the soil and enter the plant and function in general and specific are totally different across the board. They use that argument to try to keep people who are talking about wanting to go organic think that, well, it's maybe not that big a deal after all. But it certainly is. And the big deal with synthetic fertilizers, and by the way, I'll talk about this a lot. I have a much bigger problem with synthetic fertilizers. Miracle-Gro, Peters 20-20-20, 3-1-2, 4-1-2 ratio fertilizers, high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, nitrogen-only fertilizers like urea and ammonium sulfate and ammonium nitrate. I have a much bigger problem with those products as far as fouling up the soil and not accomplishing what we want to have happen, healthy soil, healthy mycorrhizal fungi on the roots of plants, good production, all that kind of thing. They're more destructive than the toxic pesticides, herbicides, insecticides, miticides, all the sides, all the chemical sides. Now, I don't like them either. Don't get me wrong. I don't think they have a place. I don't think they're necessary. I think that we have organic alternatives and tools across the board. The place where we have the only trouble at all is in the herbicide category. And we have some organic herbicides, but we can't kill things as easily with the organic approach as people can kill things with toxic chemicals. So that's the only fatal flaw for some people in some projects. Golf courses, for example, will use our organic recommendations on fertility, but they'll still use some herbicides on the weeds in the fairways and tees. And quite frankly, I don't have a big problem with it if they'll then get back on the organic program, detox the soil and all that, because we don't have real good tools yet working on it. A lot of research going on, and it will happen. But we don't have currently real good selective herbicides in the organic tool chest. We have organic herbicides that'll kill anything you spray, but we don't have a herbicide that's organic that you can spray out on the fairway of a golf course or on a lawn and kill the weeds and not kill the turf grass. Now, on residential property, I don't think it's a big deal at all. I think a mixture of grasses and forbs, in other words, a multi-species turf is just fine. You tend to get pretty much a monoculture anyway. The turf that I've been involved with commercial projects, corporate headquarters, and residential projects across the board, the turf looks good under an organic program. Don't get me wrong, but if you want to have that perfect monoculture like you see on television when the pros are playing on a golf course, adding some herbicides to the mix sometimes is necessary. And then you get back to the organic fertilizers, and you cut the watering, and here's the big secret about the whole thing. You cut the water bill in half or close to it, 40-50%, and you eliminate the necessity to spray insecticides and other pesticides because you have very, very few, if any, insect and disease problems. And the ones that pop up, very easy to control with organic techniques. So we talked about all those kinds of things. Had a good turnout at the event over there in Mount Pleasant, a couple hundred people, and it was their first event. I'm really impressed with what they're doing. So any of you listening that might like to get a little education, a little formal education in this thing that we call natural organic gardening, it's Northeast Texas Community College. And it's in Plano. It's actually not in Plano. It's in Mount Pleasant. It's actually between Mount Pleasant. This is over in East Texas. It's actually between Mount Pleasant, Dangerfield, and Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh being my hometown where I grew up. So pretty fired up about that. Another thing that's interesting there, those of you that are car buffs especially, They have, at this same community college, they have an automotive department. They teach automotives there, and it's very special, to say the least, because what they do in this automotive class, this automotive building, is that they work on one specific car. They work on a Ford Mustang. The name of the department is the Carroll Shelby Automotive Center. Let me tell you more about that when we come back. It is pretty fascinating. I know Carroll Shelby. I haven't met him in person. We've talked, and we need to get together. And I'll tell you a little bit more about his automotive center when I come back. If you want to call, it's 866-444-3478. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, dirtdoctor.com, the website. Let's talk about Thrive by Alpha Biosystems. This may be the most important product that's come on the market in a long time. Thrive products contain beneficial bacteria and fungus used to enhance soil life, to stimulate plant production, and heal sick plants. Alpha Bio has products that can help with pet odors and clean the water in ponds. Use Thrive in herb gardens, vegetable gardens, potted plants, lawns, landscaping, and even the compost pile. For information, go to usethrive.com.
Texas Olive Ranch is producing some of the highest quality olive oil available today. A recent study found that Texas Olive Ranch 100% pure extra virgin olive oil is superior in quality to California and imported Italian olive oils. Flavorful, aromatic, and the right kind of oil for healthy, balanced meals. Buy Texas Olive Ranch products at Central Market, Whole Food, or online at TexasOliveRanch.com. You also can schedule a visit to the ranch in South Texas and even buy trees to grow your own olives. That's TexasOliveRanch.com.
Howard Garrett for a line of products that are very important to me. They relate to my dogs. Munster Natural dog food and cat foods do one very special thing. They keep your pets in a healthier condition, which is what it's all about, right? Munster Natural dog food is what Hannah Tater and the New Carbon eat, and they like all of the different formulations, especially the chicken and rice. That's the one that they've been eating the most lately. It's the one that contains no wheat or corn. They also like the green bag, though, that has some corn in it. They haven't quite made up their minds, but you've got good quality products across the board. Also, the cat food has the same basic special ingredients. Very special ingredients, rare ingredients, and no chemical preservatives. Not only do we have the usual products that have been around for a while, but there are several brand new products about to come on the market. In fact, you'll see them in a short period of time. New look, brand new bags with new ingredients. Check it out. It's Munster Natural.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
For tough yard work, rely on the brand trusted by homeowners and professionals alike, Steel. When you're looking for a quality chainsaw, you can't go wrong with the number one selling brand of chainsaws in the world. Steel is legendary for designing powerful and hardworking chainsaws. With many sizes to choose from, we have one that will fit your needs. Visit your local Steel dealer today to check out our full selection. Prices start at just $179.99. For fall cleanup jobs, check out the full line of lightweight and dependable steel handheld blowers. Ideal for cleaning the yard, deck, driveway, and sidewalk. Steel blowers can make quick work of leaves and other debris. Prices start at an affordable $149.99. Check out the wide selection of Steel Outdoor Power Equipment and discover the difference a steel can make. Affordable Steel Outdoor Power Equipment is only available at your servicing steel dealer. Visit your local dealer today or find one at steeldealers.com. That's STIHLdealers.com. All prices are CDC, BME, SRP, available at participating dealers.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It's spring and the rabbits are back dining on your plants, flowers, and vegetables. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to protect their gardens. It's Rabbit Scram, America's finest rabbit repellent. Rabbit Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Rabbit Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Rabbit Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers or visit rabbitscram.com. Rabbit Scram, the name says it all.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
All righty, Howard, back with you. The website has a lot of good stuff, a lot of new stuff all the time, almost every day. So if you don't go there, haven't gone there recently, check it out. It's dirtdoctor.com. We're also having a lot of traffic on Facebook, some interesting things going on there. Some people starting to send me some interesting questions, and I love it when people send photographs of things. Somebody sent me a photograph this morning of and asking what it was, and it was a praying mantis egg casing on a plant, and a lot of people don't know what that is, so it'd be great for you to see the picture and make sure that if you see it, you don't think it's an asp. That's what a lot of people think it is, and you don't hurt it, because out from that praying mantis egg casing will come dozens or even hundreds of little baby praying mantises and or mantids, and they are beneficial, obviously, and they're just fascinating to see. They're really, really interesting, beneficial insects. But continuing my talk about the school over there in East Texas, Northeast Texas Community College, in this Carroll Shelby Auto Center, it's just fascinating, and I need to learn more about it, and will. In fact, I'm going to call Carol and talk about it, because we may set up something similar for us, where we help with organic gardening technology and training and all of that related thing over at the college. But what happens in this very special auto center is that the students, mostly kids, mostly younger people, but I'm sure there's no age restriction here, they get to go to class on automotives, and they get to build a Shelby. And they build a finished Shelby in this center as part of their classwork. And then at the end of the class, the school gets to show off the car, and I'm sure, you know, everybody gets a chance to drive it. I'm sure that's part of the deal. And then at the end of some period of time, they auction it off, and probably ends up being a good deal for somebody finally. And then the money, the funds go to the school. So pretty fascinating. I'm sure they cover all that in their website. I'll pull it up here in a minute and see if that's not the case. But anyway, you're going to be hearing me talk more and more about that college, Northeast Texas Community College over in East Texas. And maybe it will be the first of many. It is a surprise to folks, I think, when they find out that no major university offers any kind of an organic degree program. Colorado State is doing something with an agricultural program of some kind, and there's a couple of other colleges that are teaching some classes, but very, very little out there in the way of learning about this alternative stuff. What you learn about if you go to college and study horticulture or golf course management or landscape architecture or anything related is you learn about synthetic fertilizers and putting out NPK and about pH and about toxic herbicides and all that stuff. Learn very little to nothing about compost and seaweed and fish emulsion and molasses and beneficial nematodes and mycorrhizal fungi. And that's a shame because the things that we talk about, you know, the critics throw at us a lot that there's no research on what we're talking about. There's no data. There's no backup. And it's a lie. There's tons of it. We've got it on our website. You can go to the research section of dirtdoctor.com, and a lot of it is right there. And there's more and more of it being developed and made available all the time. In the mycorrhizal fungi, beneficial fungus, in other words, category, there's about 80,000 research papers already on that subject alone. And it goes across the board on anything that you would like to know more about. It's the time of the year for some of you in the northern part of the country. It's just now time for that first major fertilization of the year. For those in the south, we're actually past the time, but the good news is that you can fertilize with the first major fertilization of the year. Oh, well, you can fertilize any month of the year is what I meant to say. And you do it with organic fertilizer at about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. The program that I'm using myself and the one that we're using in Florida on big, great big development, 40,000-acre development, and on polo fields and polo pony pastures, polo the actual fields where they play, and orchards and blueberry fields and you name it across the country is a very, very simple program. What's happened with what I recommend through the years is that the more I've learned, the simpler my recommendations get. And the program I'm using right now that I'd recommend to you highly is to put out one fertilizer, one dry application fertilizer a year. I use dry molasses, but you can use a poultry manure-based product, various blends. You can use cottonseed meal, soy meal, alfalfa meal. Any of the organic fertilizers would be fine. All of them at the same rate. I do them all at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And then we spray and drench problem plants, but we spray everything with Garrett Juice Plus, which is a formula I'll cover for you when I come back, along with a product called Thrive. And Thrive is a beneficial organism product. It has beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizae. And so that simple program, that's it. Some kind of sugar or organic fertilizer one time, and then every 30 days, Garrett Juice and Thrive. If your local store doesn't have those products in stock, go to dirtdoctor.com. Go to the Green Living Shop, and you can buy it mail order right there. We'd love for you to get on board. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be right back.
Hello, gardening friends. I'm John Dromgoole. I'm glad to have this opportunity to talk to you about Ladybug Natural Brand Organic Gardening Products. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced gardener, you'll find it's easy to garden organically with my products. After 35 years of organic gardening, I custom designed the Ladybug line to help Texas gardeners achieve great, consistent results. My John's Recipe liquid fertilizer includes a hydrolyzed fish emulsion, seaweed, Medina soil activator, humic acid, and molasses. I'm proud to say this is truly a fantastic fertilizer for your organic garden. You'll love the results, and 1 gallon makes 128 gallons of ready-to-use. Our all-purpose organic fertilizer, the Ladybug 824, covers more area than any other and has more nitrogen, too. Want more flowers for your roses, perennials, fruit trees, and vegetables? Use Ladybug Flower Power. Ladybug Natural Brand products are only available at your independent garden centers all over Texas. For a store near you, go to ladybugbrand.com.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His Natural Organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which leach into our food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pots and pans, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into your food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Stainless steel and glass mixing bowls are great too. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bamboo cutting boards, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient lighting, and natural pet products. The place you'll find all the products you need for your organic lifestyle is at the Green Living Store on DirtDoctor.com. So log on to TheDirtDoctor.com and visit the Green Living Store today.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
Back with you and continuing to talk about the program that we recommend. It's time to get her going. The pest control thing that I recommend for everybody is twofold. Bob Webster down in San Antonio, who has a similar show to mine, and I talk about this quite a bit. There's two preventative beneficial insect releases or beneficial critter releases that we recommend. And for everybody out there, and it's Trichogramma wasps and beneficial nematodes. The Trichogramma wasps come on a card or a little square that's covered in bumps. Looks like it's a coarse sandpaper, and each one of those little bumps is the egg of a moth. And inside that egg is the entire life cycle of the Trichogramma wasp, and you simply pin it to a tree or to a fence post or something like that, or hang it from a tree. You have to make sure that the fire ants are under control, which is very easy to do with the organic program because they'll eat those eggs, and that's about the only thing that can go wrong. What happens is that the adult emerges from the moth egg, the female specifically, flies around, finds a moth egg, lands on it, and parasitizes it. And why that's important is those moth eggs that are destroyed by this beneficial wasp, which is, by the way, microscopic and doesn't sting or anything. If it does, you can feel it anyway. Keeps the larvae from ever being born. And the larvae are the caterpillars that eat your plants. Green worms on cabbage and other leafy plants, the tent caterpillars, web worms, sod web worms, any kind of caterpillar like that that's a pest comes from a moth egg. And this Trichogramma wasp, which is very cost-effective, very inexpensive to buy. You can get it through the various insectaries, and we list some that we know the best on dirtdoctor.com. You simply put them out as the leaves begin to emerge on the plants that might have a problem with caterpillars. For example, here in the South, the last few years, we've had a lot of problems with a little caterpillar called a canker worm. And the canker worm is a little bitty, about an inch long, half inch to an inch long caterpillar that eats the foliage off of trees, the new foliage as the new foliage emerges. And it tends to be mostly cosmetic, but if it happens too many times over and over, it can really lower the health of the tree and in some cases even kill trees. Plus, it just looks bad. And the release of this Trichogramma wasp just eliminates that as a problem. It's as simple as that. So take a look at the insectaries that we mentioned. We mentioned places like Beneficial Insectary, MNR, Durango, Cunafin down in South Texas on the Rio Grande border, Rincon Vitova out in California. There's many others, and they're listed on our website. If you go to the library of dirtdoctor.com and look things up alphabetically, you can find anything that I talk about. And if you run into something that I haven't covered very well or didn't answer at all, let us know. Just send us an email and we'll get it added. We're adding things to the website all the time. Our weekly newsletter, and we're talking about some new research on molasses, one of the main things that I recommend, this current one, the one that just went out. And it's really good because this is hardcore research and data showing that molasses can be used in lieu of methyl bromide to control certain pathogens in greenhouse situations and in other places. Methyl bromide is not only dangerous to people handling it, but it's damaging to beneficial insects in the soil and also to the ozone layer. It's one of the worst. You know, it's a whole lot worse than carbon dioxide as far as being an air polluter. And it shouldn't be on the market. It's simple as that. And especially since we have now data, hardcore proof, that using something that's as beneficial as molasses will do the same thing and maybe even do it better. But it, again, is time to go organic. You'll have to fertilize and spray for pests less often. It's more fun to do. You don't have any toxic products around you, your kids, or your pets. And pets is a real concern because those pets, dogs and cats, are running around with their bare paws in it all the time. If you're letting some chemical lawn care company come over and blow toxic stuff out on the property, or if you're doing it yourself, it's just a silly thing to do because you don't need to do it. There's no reason to ever spray out toxic stuff on your own residents. Golf course, you know, if the members are complaining about a weed or two in the fairways or on the tees, using a herbicide occasionally with an organic fertility program is the way to go there. And then you go back and use the same things we recommend in the first place to detoxify the damage that you have done. And you probably get to a point at sometime where you don't need to use the herbicides any at all. For sure, the golf course superintendents and the golf course managers that maintain corporate headquarters and larger estates and everything, even if they still use herbicides, will have to use them less often as time goes on with the organic program. We're helping a company in Dallas right now with an organic program, and it's Complete Land Sculpture. It's one of the larger landscape companies in town, and we're helping them develop an organic program. And one of the things I told them is that you can set up a pure organic program of fertility and pest control, and you can set up a little side note here that says, if we have a problem on a site, we will step over the line and use a herbicide on a one-time basis, but it has to be approved by somebody in management, you know, whoever that's identified to be. Where we've set up that program in the past on some projects, that trigger's never been pulled because the people like the way the organic program is going so well. They say, you know, we're not going to mess it up by pulling the trigger and doing something. But if you need to do it, if you have to do it, do it. Come back, detox. And the detox is a simple, it's just a kind of another step of the organic program. Works very well and can be part of your program. Complete land sculpture is getting into being one that's going to actually market in more places than just Dallas-Fort Worth area where I am. They actually have operations in other cities doing landscape installation with the organic techniques that I recommend, and then also doing the organic maintenance as well. So we'll talk about a little bit more of that in a minute. Right now, Dell in Cisco, Texas is with me. Hello, Dell.
Good morning, Howard.
How you doing?
I have a garden, and I got a lot of composted cotton burrs.
Uh-huh.
Got a little of cow manure in it, and I just can't seem to get it to hold any water or suck up moisture.
The soil is just still drying out too quickly? Is that what you're...
Right.
Well, one of the things, Dale, that I was telling the group over in East Texas yesterday, that a lot of the farmers and ranchers were really making notes when I was talking about this exact subject. The thing that the amendment that will hold moisture at just the right level for the longest period of time is not compost or organic fertilizer, it's lava sand. Lava sand has this incredible ability. It's one of the reasons why we've had such good luck using it as part of our bed preparation throughout the years. Also, zeolite will help the same way. It's also a volcanic material.
Right.
And if you aerate so that the rock materials can get down in the soil a little bit, it's better. But you can just broadcast it on the surface. We've had some ranchers put out lava sand, for example, at 1 ton up to as much as 2 tons per acre. And they swear that they were the only ranches in the county that had green grass during droughty times during the summer. So from a homeowner standpoint and making the soil better, if you haven't done that, that's a real key to getting where you want to go. The other thing, Dale, is that I would strongly recommend you do what I talked about a little bit earlier, and that is spray and drench as often as every 2 weeks. The long-term thing that I'm using right now is every 30 days with Garrett Juice Plus and the Turf Thrive product.
Thrive.
It's just amazing what it does, yeah. But the combination of the lava sand and that will get you where you want to go, and you'll be amazed how nice it'll be.
So, say on a 5x10 raised garden, how much lava sand would you put in there?
Well, on a small area like that, you can put in quite a bit because it's not expensive at all, Dale. You can put in as much as an inch across the whole area and work it into the soil. Now, like I said, on a ranch, on a large area, we would put it out as thin as a ton per acre.
Uh-huh.
But in a small area there, you can put a thick layer and work it into the soil and be great. And for sure, use the Thrive and Garrett Juice Plus in that area, drench the plants that you're trying to grow, and you're going to see some great production.
All right. Thank you very much.
I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, the key to all this is getting to the point where you're not using any more products any more often than you need to. And my recommendations that I give, I have a handout called the Basic Organic Program, and you can print it off of the website. It's there on dirtdoctor.com. If you go to the homepage and click on the button that says Organic Guides, you can print it off right there. It's called the Basic Organic Program. And in that program, I'm recommending 3 applications of dry fertilizer a year and spraying and drenching Garrett Juice and quite a few applications. Well, that's an ideal situation for residents where you know, you don't have a huge amount of land and the budget is okay. But to be honest with you, I'm not doing that much anymore. I've reduced what I even do at home and at our experimental gardens to what I was telling you a minute ago. Dry molasses is a fertilizer application, and it also runs the fire ants off in 95% of the cases, maybe 99. It's just remarkable how well it works. And then I put this Garrett Juice Plus with the Thrive product out every 30 days. In the past, I've been pretty cavalier about that. I've only done it maybe once a quarter or less often than that. But the feedback we're getting from our customers, we're part of a wholesale distribution company called the Natural Organic Warehouse, and we help people get products that are landscape contractors, golf course people, managers of orchards, people that are in the business. We help them get these organic tools, these staples that I recommend at as close to manufacturer's prices as we can. And the feedback we're getting from these folks is that they've converted in Georgia, Florida, Kansas. People are telling us when they've gotten off the chemicals using the dry molasses and then Garrett Juice and Thrive on a 30-day basis, they've never seen such great production. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be right back after this, 866-444-3478.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
What? You can't understand me? Once again? Well, I'm going to tell you again. Give them a call. It's Affordable Hearing, the hearing aid company that I recommend. They do a great job. They'll even give you one of the hearing systems to take home and try for a while, and there's no obligation at all. And I recommend you do it if you've been having any trouble with your hearing, or if you've had hearing aids in the past and it didn't work out very well. Their hearing helpline number is 800-521-1592. They're available 7 days a week to answer your questions. You hear a lot of other advertisements about hearing aid companies, but this is the one the Dirt Doctor recommends. It's affordable hearing. The number again, 800-521-1592. They'll even meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that helps your schedule. Affordable hearing, 800-521-1592.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit DeerScram.com. That's DeerScram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. O'Hara had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. O'Hara discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. O'Hara concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Plant the seeds of vitality and good health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
With you, and once again, you can get all the information that I talk about from dirtdoctor.com, all the products that I talk about, this the molasses, the Garrett Juice Plus. And by the way, Garrett Juice is a formula that's been around a long time. We invented it on the air, kind of working back and forth with listeners and getting feedback from people about what worked and what didn't work. We originally had fish in the mixture, but we took it out because back in those days, fish emulsion was all that was available. And fish emulsion smelled terrible, and it repelled a lot of people from getting into organics because of the terrible smell. Well, today, fish is available in a different form. It's called fish hydrolysate, or liquid fish. And the difference is it's usually one species of fish. It's I should know the name of it, but it's a very common, easily available fish, and the whole fish is crushed and made into a liquid. The old fish emulsions, one, they had chemicals in them because the emulsion part of it was a chemical process, and it was made from the waste after cleaning the fish, you know, and taking the food, the meat away, and, you know, it was the guts and the head and bones and stuff like that. Beneficial for soil and using it as fertilizer, but smelled terrible, plus it had some chemical residue. So we've gone back and added the fish to the Garrett Juice formula. The original formula was compost tea or liquid humate. You can use either one. You could even use old coffees or weed tea, soak weeds in water, any kind of, you know, liquid foliar feed type thing as that compost tea, that category. And then molasses, apple cider vinegar, and seaweed. That was the original formula, compost tea, molasses, vinegar, and seaweed. And then I was talking to Michael Amaranthus up in Oregon one day. He and I are writing a book together. He's the mycorrhizal fungus expert up there. And he's the one that whose mycorrhizal fungus is in the Thrive product from Alpha Biosystems, that product that I recommend that just is amazing what it does to plants. We were talking one day, and I mentioned Garrett juice. This was when we had first become friends. And he said, yeah, Garrett juice. He said, I keep hearing about that. What is that? And I said, well, it's compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. And he said, oh, no wonder it works so well. You've got food there in that mixture that's good for beneficial fungus or bacteria. And I said, well, I keep learning new things about it all the time. I said, we've been thinking about adding fish back to the mixture. What do you think about that? He said, it'd be great. He said, we use a lot of fish, liquid fish, in the growing of our mycorrhizae, the mycorrhizal fungi. And so we added it back into the Garrett juice mixture and called it Garrett Juice Plus. Again, the formula is always available to you. It's on the website. It's on dirtdoctor.com. It's in my books. And you can make your own, and that's fine. We want as many people to get into organics as inexpensively as possible. But for the people that don't want to do that, it's available commercially from two different companies. The Garrett Juice Plus is available from one company, Medina Corporation. And you can buy it in gallons. Well, you can buy it in quarts. You can buy it in gallons. You can buy it in 55-gallon drums. Or you can buy it in 1,000-pound totes or whatever the weight is. So, in other words, you can buy it in whatever size that you want to, and you can get that through now, the Natural Organic Warehouse. You can go to the website. It's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's for the people in the business that need to buy it for resale or to use on large acreage and that sort of thing. Homeowners can buy it simply through the Green Living Shop on Dirt that's connected to dirtdoctor.com. And in that website are all the other things that I recommend, all kinds of gardening and pest control sorts of things, but also organic sheets and pillowcases, the wonderful bed that I have and I think is the very best bed on the market. And it's far less expensive than the other super premium things out there that aren't nearly as good. It's called a Savvy Rest. And if you haven't been sleeping well or been looking around for a bed anyway, it's something that I strongly recommend that you look into. If you live in an area that doesn't have my books in the bookstores or in the garden centers or feed stores, you can get all of them on the online store. It's green-living.com, or you can go to dirtdoctor.com and just click on the navigation bar up at the top where it says shop. We don't sell the beneficial insects yet, like I was talking about, the trichogramma wasp and beneficial nematodes, which I recommend all of you put out. I didn't get to the nematodes. I probably ought to add that real quick. The beneficial nematodes, as opposed to trichogramma wasp, if you didn't hear me, are for caterpillars, caterpillar-controlled worms. The beneficial nematodes will help you control some worms' grubs, specifically in the soil, but also termites and fire ants and fleas. It's the best control of fleas that you can possibly use. And again, you can get more details and learn about how to do all this stuff on dirtdoctor.com. To get our newsletter, the weekly newsletter is free. All you have to do is send me an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com, and then you get it every week. We try to get it out around Tuesday, but we don't always make that because we have kind of a small staff, and we get it done for you when we can. I've enjoyed being with you, and if you've got any questions or if you've got a picture you want me to identify or anything like that, you can send that to us to info@dirtdoctor.com. That, by the way, will get you on the newsletter list if you want to be there. Enjoy your gardens. I've enjoyed being with you, and we'll see you after this.